That was awesome. The Abramson Singers.
The very awesome
Abramson Singers on CITR 24 Hours of Thunderbird Radio Hell. It's 1:30. You're listening to CITR. Thanks. And the website is... Do you have a website that you want to put?
I've got a MySpace.
MySpace.com, right, Leah.
So, MySpace.com/Leah Abramson.
And tomorrow night at Café du Soleil.
That's right.
With Headwater. Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Ben. Once again. Congratulations.
Thanks, Ben.
Thank you. How did you know?
Really? When are you due?
You can't... it's a secret. It's all good. That doesn't make any sense. good radio. Burnside is up next. He's in the vicinity of the studio. We'll get him running in about 10-15 minutes time. Until then, I'm going to play some older Radio Health stuff. This is always good. I played a bit of it before already. This is when Julie Duran was in town and played on this little show of ours.
Thank you very much.
That's not what I did.
That song's called Company You Keep, and I'm here without my band.
Great idea.
So enough. It's just me. This next song's called Don't Start. Thank you very much. The song's called Little Voice. It's kind of funny talking to myself in here. Okay.
Live on CITR with Grant and Ida. Thanks for coming out.
Thanks, Ben.
Thanks for naming all your songs before you play. It makes it easy for me to cross-reference my little cheat sheet here, booklet.
No problem.
Most people just kind of, you know, play and you're trying to figure out what song it is. It's great. Not that I have exciting questions based on songs just yet. Let's start off with, like everybody else, the history or... Of this band anyways. I guess you probably want to go in all the way back to other things, but just for Great Aunt Ida.
Okay.
Just to give people some background.
Yeah, it was something that I thought about doing for a long time and finally had four songs and a cover and put together, if you can call that a set, which I decided was okay to do.
Yeah.
And asked J.B. Carter and Scott Malin and Barry Marochnik to play with me. We did a show at one of the beautiful music festivals at the Sugar Refinery. So that was the first thing. And then about 5 days later, we did another show there with our friend Christine Fellows. And then did nothing for about a year and a half because I thought it was kind of stupid to continue to play when there was only a 15-minute set. So I worked on some more songs and got everything back together. Annie Wilkinson played bass for the first record and put out a couple of records. And now here I am by myself.
And it wasn't that long ago, was it? That all started? Or was it that long? I don't know. Maybe I'm just getting old.
No, it wasn't. I guess it wasn't that long ago. I think it was 2003.
Okay. That's where I started.
Yeah, that was the first show was early 2003, I think. The first show that wasn't really a show.
Yeah, okay. You normally have a band, now you're just by yourself. Have you played solo before? You must have.
Yeah, not too often, but I guess 3 or 4 times. And I've done a couple of shows, sort of more stripped down things in the last little while as well. Did a show with John, John Anderson, the guitar player from the last couple records. And I'm just finding it's good to be able to have different forms of the band depending on what's more appropriate or who's around, as that gets more difficult.
Right. So you like to mix it up you don't always prefer a bigger band?
Well, I don't know. I think if it was simple and easy to do, then yeah, I probably would always rather do that. But I'm starting to get a little more comfortable doing things alone and as a smaller group too. But I think, you know, overall, the full band thing probably sounds way better. So yeah. That would be ideal.
No, I think it sounded good here.
Oh yeah?
Screw the band. Who are those people again? you want to play a few more songs and then we'll come back and talk a bit about the new album you have out?
Sure, okay.
This is Great Anita live on CITR.
Okay, so I'm going to use my rhythm ace for the next song, and this is going to be a first time live using the rhythm ace. So you can all be prepared. We'll see how it goes. think you had fallen, so forgive yourself. Maybe you'd be someone else. Maybe you'd be someone else. So that was Rock and Roll One Beat on the Ray of the Mace. It worked better than I was expecting. Okay, the next song is the experimental part of the evening. The next song is called Glitter Moth. It's by Chet. I've been working on it all day and going back and forth on whether or not it's a good idea to do it, and I've decided I should probably just go for it, but it's been challenging. But it's one of my favorite songs, and a song that I find myself constantly when I'm working on new songs, I be humming a melody and think, "Oh, that's pretty good," and realize I've totally stolen it from this song. So that's how that came about. Getting a little bit nervous.
Still listening to 24 Hours of Thunderbird Radio. Hell, my name is Ben Lai. I will be with you for the next little bit still. It is about, 20 hours, almost 20 hours in to this 24 hours thing that we're doing. Good times all around. You just heard some great Aunt Ida when she was here about 3 years ago, the day after my birthday. That's all I remember from it. It's really fun. She is in Toronto right now. But anyways, enough of the past. Let's come to the present. Live in the studio with us right now, in all his glory, Burnside.
All my glory. Sounds like I'm naked or something. Hi, Ben. How are you? Oh, he's not
excellent.
Ben's
excellent.
Not talking to me anymore. I sleep a couple more hours, but we're going to see how this goes. I haven't done solo stuff in a while, so it's usually a little louder, but we'll see how this goes. I thought that if I spent spring in Paris, it would make me smile, but it was so dark and gray. I just missed you so dearly. I was such a good boy. I refused such temptation, not hard. I just thought of your pretty little smile. I was on a train. Oh, I daydreamed of your eyes as we floated through the French countryside. I was drunk on wine, let out a giggle and a sigh. Rainbow brought to me thoughts of your smile. Thoughts of your smile. I sang songs of fake empires, put down the US government. People from all over the world got off on it. I read the book Asada, a black revolutionary. that some pretty little white girl gave to me. Gave to me. I was on a train. Oh, I daydreamed of your eyes as we floated through the French countryside. I was drunk on wine. Let out a giggle and a sigh. Rainbow brought to me thoughts of your smile. Oh, I simply adore you. Oh, I simply adore you. Oh, I simply adore you. Oh, I simply do. If I love you more, I think I would be in a whole lot of trouble, baby. If I love you more, I think I would be in a whole lot of trouble, baby. Oh no, I think I already am. Build a home with me. I know what I lack, but my dear one, honestly, I'll take the steps to move on past my past. I'll pass my past for us. Oh, I can do it if you love me. I feel I'm slipping, won't you hold me? I can do it if you love me. Whisper in my ear, you love me. I love you, baby. I love you too. I love you too. Ooh, 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 ooh. I love you too. Walked right through our empty door, lay upon our bed, your heaven sent. Oh. I swear before Satan, God, and man that I adore you in absence, hell, pain, torment. Oh. I can do it if you love me. I feel I'm sipping, won't you hold me tight? I can do it if you love me. Whisper in my ear, you love me.
I love you, baby.
I love you too. I love you too. Ooh, 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 ooh. I love you too.
Okay, I'm gonna switch up here, Kelly.
Burnside live on 24 hours of
very
Thunderbird
live.
Radio Hell, singing love songs to Adrian and Chris. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, Ben. Feel strong, man.
Feel strong?
Yeah.
You got all your...
Get a little nervous there for a second. Dude, man. It's the... What? Oh, yeah. You sneak attack me, pretty sure. Yeah. You shouldn't tell people, because if you don't tell them, they wouldn't know, right?
Yeah, that's right.
That's what I always tell the kids.
Yep. So you're going to do a couple songs for us tonight?
Do a couple songs. Is it night?
Well, yeah. For me, it is.
It feels like it, doesn't it, huh?
I've been calling today, tomorrow for the long while.
I know exactly how it is. Night.
Because I'm just mentioning that because the last time you play solo on my show, you basically play for, an hour and a half?
7 hours, so, I think. 7 hours. And I listened to it and I thought, yeah. Oh, God.
You were singing and you were waiting for the Vipers to show up or something?
Yeah.
From the Cambie?
I don't know.
And then they finally show up with 10 minutes left in the show. So you're singing
Sean
for
Sean Wesley Wood, too.
Oh, yeah.
If anybody knows where that guy is,
you would like to know.
I love him.
Yeah. Burnside live on 24 Hours of Thunderbird Radio Hell.
If I could get us out of here, I'd do it in a minute. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, oh, oh. If I could right all the wrongs of my past, take all the pains away, oh, I'd do it in a minute. Oh, oh, oh. If I could make you understand what's wrong with me, my head is fucked, oh, I'd do it in a minute. Oh, oh, oh. If I could see you laying wrapped up in the sunshine smiling, if I could see you protesting wrong, see you standing next to me, oh, I'd do it in a minute. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, I'd do it in a minute. Whatever happened to presumed innocent till you're proven wrong? Oh, oh, oh. Whatever happened to, hey, I love you, man, 'cause now it's gone. Oh, oh, oh. I know in 40 years' time you'll look back and you'll be smiling, 'cause there were times when you looked in my smiling eyes and saw true love. Oh, we did it for a minute. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, we did it for a minute. I know I'll never feel this way again. I'm chasing dragons and I owe it all to the devil. I'll never feel that way again. I'm chasing dragons and I owe it all to the devil. I'll never feel that way again. I'm chasing dragons and I owe it all to the devil. Oh, I did it for a minute. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, I did it for a minute. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, I did it for a minute. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, I did it for a minute. Speaking of, this is a song, a cover of a song by a band I like called Tight Solid. I'm gonna do a couple of those, I think. Come close, I'll whisper you a secret. I'm the burning eye, I'm the devil's son. Was the destiny of a burst transmission. Come and sell your soul, kids, it's so much fun. It's so much fun, it's so much fun, it's so much fun. I'll give you everything I've got, I'd go to hell for you and back. I love you, I love you, I love you. Double suicide. I love you. I'm gonna kill you tonight. I'm gonna kill you tonight. I love you. Double suicide. I love you. I'm gonna kill you tonight. Woo! Thank you. I need to do a little tune-a-boo here. If that's all right. That's French for tune my guitar.
Tune it.
All right. How are you, Ben? How are you doing?
I'm actually doing really well. I was mentioning that hour of napping actually make me very excited. Well, you probably can't tell from my voice here, but
you sound, honestly, you sound good. When I was listening, you sounded good.
It was kind of good. It was kind of rough. By how late did you listen till?
I listened this morning also. Listened till about I think 7 o'clock. 6:45.
Oh, yeah.
Halfway through Shipyards, I needed to hit the hay.
That's good. That's good.
Me and Adrian actually have a hay bed, strangely enough. Not just a figure of speech.
I don't know what that
means. I don't know. It doesn't matter.
So you miss Chris. That was a good set.
I miss Chris, yes. I wanted to stay up. I wanted to deal with it all.
No, but it's good. No, it's good that you, I was kind of worried that you weren't even going to be able to make it to this one. Because you only, it's rough. It's rough.
It's a tough life. It's hard done by.
So how's Tight Solid doing?
Tight Solid's doing fantastic. So, we got a super weird, awesome show coming up with Congress. And who? Expendable Youth, World Club, and what? What? Oh, I thought you were looking at your watch.
For people that don't know, Burnside.
Crystal Swells.
Yeah. For people that don't know, Burnside plays also in a band, Tight Solid.
Tight Solid.
Along with
Ryan Walter Wagner and Shmoo Ritchie.
And how was the show at the Cobalt? One of the last shows.
It was super weird. It was awesome. It was with Fine Myth.
Oh, yeah.
It was good. I had a really good time, and I thought all the bands played really wonderfully.
Jay's giving you the thumbs up.
Yeah, it was a great time.
Yeah. Awesome.
So I don't know if it was hi, Wendy. I'm sorry that I think it's baloney about the Cobalt. I think maybe we should mention that. I don't know if anybody has.
Yeah, the Cobalt is sort of done for a while at least. Who knows what's going to happen. Yeah.
Hoko's, well, let's talk about Hoko's. I love Hoko.
Hoko's is
I think Chris loves Hoko, too.
What about, why don't we talk about Rock and Roll is Good for Kids?
Rock and Roll is Good for Kids, raising money for after school arts and music program.
You're a saint.
Adrian is, too. We're both saints. Yeah. Let's be honest with ourselves here. It's for the kids. Come on.
Yeah. All right.
I'm going to maybe do two more.
Two more,
That's cool.
And we'll call it, awesome.
Call it a day.
Yes, sounds great to me.
Maybe get another hour of sleep before I get to go back to work. This is called "The City Is Crying." Oh no, this isn't called that at all. Did I even read? Oh yeah, okay, I'm good. Sorry, technical difficulties. It's called "The City Is Crying." Oh, there it is. I don't do this very often. Something I need to tell you. The government is lying. Here's someone testifying. Sean, I need to speak with you. You know this city's weeping. The tears of Maine and Hastings, junkie juxtaposition. Look passport to the mountains. And if you don't care, well then honestly, I just don't care for you. And if you don't care, well then honestly, I just don't care for you.
see all the young ones sleeping, apathetically sedate. Blinding sunshine start to hasten the dusk next generation's fate. And if you don't care, well then honestly I just don't care for you. And if you don't care, well then honestly I just don't care for you.
Thanks. This is another cover of a Tight Solid song. This the original song's called A Great Love. This song's called Adrian with A Great Love in parentheses after. We'll see how this goes.
This
I think we're probably good. Thank you very much. Right. Burnside live on 24 Hours of Thunderbird Radio Hell. Adrian Teacher is up very shortly.
Yeah,
set him
Apollo
up.
Ghost.
Apollo Ghost is Adrian Teacher. And then we have Mark Morissette, October
Ben,
Man, calling
you.
In from Toronto.
Ben, I
love
you.
Too.
Thank you for doing Radio Hell.
Awesome.
Kelly, thank you for doing Radio Hell. Green, thank you.
We are going to switch over
thanks.
To the other studio to take a phone call. Try to switch you over to the board, which is always an issue. I'm not sure how to. Let's see if this works. Okay, you might be on air as soon as I press this button.
Okay, go.
Okay, let's see. Can you hear me, Mark? No.
I can hear you. Yeah, can you
awesome,
hear me?
Awesome, awesome. You are still listening. Well, you're on air right now. We are on with us right now. There's Ben I here. Jay Arner is there on the phone.
Mark.
We have Mark Morissette in Toronto from Octoberman.
Yeah. Yeah, how's it going, guys? You're still
good.
It's going good.
That's hilarious. I was actually in Capsule Music, and I ran into Greg McDonald.
Oh, yeah.
And he said that they called in earlier this morning and played some songs. I'm like, oh, yeah, I almost forgot about that.
Yeah.
It's going well, I hear?
Yeah, we did pretty well. Like, everybody's came in, did it on time, everything's great.
It's working really well.
Yeah, it's surprising. Yeah, well, it's all good.
Yeah.
We got a call in today from Dave from Japan Droids, but he didn't play anything. But with Greg and Jay, people were very excited that, you know, got to hear some Sloan sounds on the
yeah.
telephone. But now people are excited to hear some October Man stuff.
Cool.
How are things going? How's it? You were just here last week. Or was it 2 weeks ago? Last week.
Last week, I know, yeah. It feels like I'm still there.
Yeah. How
is it? No, it's good to be back. I guess sleeping in my own bed once after being on the road for a couple of weeks. But it's raining and cold here, and I was just outside putting up posters. So,
you're playing a show?
Yeah. We're playing five shows next week. So I was just putting up shows for our Toronto CD release party.
Oh, right. New CD, Fortresses. It's a fortress.
Fortresses.
Fortresses.
Multiple.
Multiple. I'm bad with the plurals. It's okay. Do you want to play a couple songs, maybe?
Yeah, sure. I'm down with that.
We'll see how it works. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll put you on speakerphone on my cell phone, and if it sounds like poop, just yell out, and I'll stop.
Yeah. Well, I think if you put it further away, that's what we're thinking. It might work.
If I'm standing further away.
Yeah. I don't think you want to overload it.
Okay, so like 5 feet kind of thing.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is great. This is college radio.
I'll give it a shot.
People doing it on telephone. It's fun. It's fun. People enjoyed it.
We should be saying, like, from the CITR Toronto studio.
Yeah, from the we have all these Toronto, Montreal. We just everywhere. 24 hours of Thunderbird Radio Hell with Mark Morissette of October Man.
Awesome. Okay. Let's try this out. Okay. Speakerphone. Okay.
Comment.
Song. I'm dedicating it to Ben and Jay. Song called Rest Tonight, and I think it's appropriate for you guys.
Nice. Okay.
Can you hear that okay?
Yep. What do you think? Yeah, it's all right.
The olden dusty path of my long tall grass was scraped away from me. Where I plant my seeds, but the fall is through the drop, the temperature, the crop. Will you start to grow up for once in your life? Barking down my it brought me to my feet. Last night I turned and tossed, for my sleep to wipe the frost. Put your footprints through the snow, I'm not sure where they go, but I'll chase away the gloom instead of chasing you. So I'll sit and wait, attempting to think straight, searching for the signs where you lost your mind. An incremental change is a change nonetheless. So please shut the shade. Gonna need some rest. An old and dusty path, hugged by long tall grass, scrape away and sleep. That's where I left my feet. But the winter was cold and clear, the petals torn and pierced. Still I see the frame of what's missing. What's missing? So I'll sit and wait, attempting to think straight, searching for the signs of where you lost your mind. An incremental change, it's still a shame. And you change, and I need some rest.
Mark Morissette, October Man, on 24 Hours of Thunderbird Radio Health. That sounded good for telephone technology.
Okay, am I too close to the speaker, or should I?
I think that's a good distance.
It was good.
That's a good distance. Yeah, no, it sounded good. Sounded great.
Sounds great, Mark.
Yeah, sounds great. Sounds great. It sounded. It has that awesome call. It sounds like a good old AM radio tune. It has that classic.
Or like a wire recorder.
Wire recorder. Yeah.
It's got some grit, Mark.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, I might try a Bruce Springsteen song if that's okay.
Yeah, all right. We have Mark Morissette on a telephone. Oh, is it a cell phone that you have?
It's my crappy Telus LG.
Oh. We have Mark Morissette from Octoran on a cellular telephone from Toronto. And he's going to do a Springsteen song.
This is another kind of insomnia song.
What are you trying to do to us? Seriously. Yeah. It's not funny.
Sorry.
All right, Mark Morissette. Mark Timmerman.
In the evening, and I ain't got nothing to say, to stay out till the morning. I go to bed feeling the same way. I ain't nothing but tired. I'm just tired and bored with myself. Hey there, baby, I could use just a little help. You can't start a fire. Start a fire without a spark. It's done for hire. Even if it was dancing in the dark. Let's just keep getting clearer. Radio's on and I'm moving around. My face, I tend to look in the mirror. I wanna change my hair, my clothes, my face. I'm going nowhere. I'm just living in a dump like this. If something happens somewhere, I just know that there is. You can't start a fire. You can't start a fire without a spark. It's done too higher. Even if you can't get in the dark. You're out getting older. It's a joke I'm wearing. It's so funny. I'll shake the world off my shoulder. Come on, baby, the last time. Stay in the streets of this town. Stay with you when you are all right. The day you gotta stay hungry. Well, I'm just about starving tonight. I'm dying for some action.
Set October Man live from Toronto on 24 Hours of Thunderbird Radio Hell. Thank you so much for doing this.
Thank you guys. Yeah. And congratulations and good luck with the rest of it.
Yeah, I think we're gonna be all right. We're gonna be all right. I'm also glad that the word
it's the talk of the country.
The talk of the country. I'm sure it's the talk of Toronto right now.
It is, yeah. Everyone's talking about it.
People are literally talking about it.
Yeah. Next thing you know, I'm going to get calls from other people from Toronto. Be like, we don't have room, sorry.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. All right. Best of luck to the rest of your shows in town
and
beyond. And hopefully we'll see you back in town sooner than later.
Mm-hmm. That sounds good. Take care, guys.
October Man, new album, Fortresses, out everywhere and anywhere. everywhere. Right now, we are... Oh, well, talk to you later, Mark. I'm going to drop you now.
All right, talk to you later.
Okay, see you. Bye. Oops. Ah, I don't know how to drop phones. Anyways, yeah, he can listen to this. You're listening to 24 Hours on Thunderbird Radio Hell. We have in studio now, on location in Vancouver, not on the phone, Adrian Teacher from Apollo Goes. Adrian Teacher, take it away.
Oh, hello. Ben, are you there? Oh, maybe not. Okay. I guess I'll just do my thing. Hi, my name is Adrian, and I just got off work, and let's see, taught 6 classes today, Core French. And I chose to do, well, since this is college radio, I thought, you know, why not do 90s indie rock as all the songs. So this first song, It's kind of sacrilegious almost to do this song, I feel, because it's probably one of the most beautiful songs ever written and recorded. But I'll try my best, and I hope you like it. What a beautiful face I've found in this place that is circling all around the sun. What a beautiful dream that could flash on the screen in a blink of an eye and be gone from me. Soft and sweet, let me hold it close and keep it here with me. And one day we will die, and our ashes will fly from the aeroplane over the sea. But for now we are young, let us lay in the sun and count every beautiful thing that we see. Love to be in the arms of all I'm keeping here with me. What a curious life we have found here tonight. There is music that sounds from the street. There are lights in the clouds and a ghost all around. Hear a voice, it's rolling and ringing through me. Soft and sweet, how the notes all bend and reach above the tree. Now how I remember you, how I would push my fingers through your mouth to make those muscles move that made your voice so smooth and sweet. And now we keep where we don't know, our secrets sleep in winter's clothes with ones you loved so long ago. Now he don't even know his name. What a beautiful face I have found in this place that is circling all around the sun. When we meet on a cloud, I'll be laughing out loud. I'll be laughing with everyone that I see. Can't believe how strange it is to be anything at all. Thanks. Okay. Does Ben talk to me?
Yes.
Or is it? Oh, hey. Oh, hey.
Can you hear me? How's it going?
Oh, cool. Hey, really good.
I'm just wondering back and forth. So, how are you doing?
Oh, really good.
Thanks for coming out.
Yeah, no problem. I wouldn't miss this.
So, are you doing a lot of covers tonight?
Yeah, I think I'm going to do all covers. Oh, they're all 90s covers.
Awesome. Can we talk about your secret project or soon to be project? Or is that with Darren?
Oh, with Darren. Okay, sure.
Or is that a secret?
No, it's not a secret. It's.
We'll have to take it off the ground, though. It's all just in beginning talks.
It's open source, Ben.
open
it's open source.
So can you talk a bit about it?
Sure. My friend Darren, he's a great guy. He was in a band called Oregon Trail, if you remember. Shindig, second place champions, 2006, maybe? I think.
Yeah.
I think. Anyway, he's really into Weezer, and he wants to start a Weezer cover band. And so I said, sure, let's do it. And so, but the only restriction is that we can only play songs off the Blue album.
Right. And I think he also kind of wanted it so that some people can actually come on and sing along as well.
Oh, yeah. Can you imagine? Yeah, that'd be great. And so we're called Only in Dreams. And this actually ties in well to the next song, which is actually a Weezer song called Surf Wax America.
Awesome.
And this goes out to Darren, who I hope is enjoying a nice coffee.
Adrian Teacher on 24 Hours of Thunderbird Radio Hell.
The sea is foaming like a bottle of beer. The waves are coming, but I ain't got no fear. I'm waxing down so I can go really fast. I'm waxing down because it's really a blast. I'm going surfing because I... Oh, hold on, I can't see my lyrics. This is really bad. See, this is amateur. I'm going surfing because I don't like your face. I'm bailing out because I hate the race of rats that's running round and round in a maze. I'm going surfing. You take your car to work, I'll take my board. And when we're out of fuel, I'm still afloat. My buddies and their homies all come along. They seem invincible as they surf along. The sea is rolling like a 1,000-pound cake. We're going surfing. You take your car to work, I'll take my board. And when you're out of fuel, I'm still afloat. All along the undertow, as if this seems sore. I never thought it would come to this. Now I can never go old. You take your car to work, I'll take my board. And when you're out of fuel, I'm still afloat. You take your car to work, I'll take my board. And when you're out of fuel, I'm still afloat.
I buggered that one up.
Okay. Adrian Teacher on CITR 24 Hours of Thunderbird Radio Hell. So what do you have up next?
Okay, this song's going to my friend Jay, and who's sitting across here, and it actually ties into Chris, who's also sitting here, because Chris played this morning after or before Jay from Joel? No, you said from Sloan. Oh, before
Jay Ferguson.
Jay Ferguson played on the radio?
Yeah.
So what song did he do?
He did Come On, Come On, the Sloan song. And what's the second one? I don't remember now. I can't remember now. Underwhelmed, yeah.
Wow. I met Jay... Oh, really? Oh, that's a good song. I met him once when I was, let's say, 17 or 16, and I was quite into that band. I still am. I think they're a wonderful band. And I remember that was sort of the first rock show that I ever saw. And it was Sloan opening for Matt Good. And I wasn't too much into the Matt Good scene, but so they opened up. And then Jay Ferguson was waiting on the side of the like barrier or whatever. This was at the Saratoga Speedway in Courtney. So he was waiting there after they played. And I was so enamored. And I had this like my first thrift store kind of shirt on. And I ran up to the barrier, and he was like barely over the barrier because he's quite a petite man. And so I looked over the barrier, and there he was, and smiling. And I said, you know, Jay from Sloan, can you sign my shirt? And he was like, sure. And so he took his marker and he like signed my shirt. And then I turned to the other guy, I forget his name with the glasses, Chris Murphy. And I said, Chris, will you sign my shirt? And he's like, no, man, it's too nice. So this is a Sloan song. This is called The Lines You Imagined.
Oh.
You said you found a way to end it peacefully. I remember finding shoes near the lake under a tree. And I'm sitting on the shore and I thought I saw your charms go by. It doesn't matter now, cause all you want to do is die. Yeah. If only you'd stuck around, I never would have made a sound. But now you're on the ocean floor and I've opened up a brand new door. Brand new door. Swimming out to sea trying to find something else. While I'm skipping stones and I'm listening to the shells. And I won't forget you if someone else comes along. Found the words you wrote, but I would not dare to quote, my friend, the lines you amend. Like, what's so bad about dying anyway? Swimming out to sea, trying to find something else. While I'm skipping stones and I'm listening to the shells. And I won't forget you if someone else comes along. You always come to mind whenever I hear that song. Yeah, the one about photographs, sung by Ringo Starr. Especially in the chorus part, you said you'd make a brand new start. Brand new start, yeah, yeah. Brown shoe start, don't you start.
Okay. Adrian, teacher live on CITR. You should also do a Sloan cover band. That's my idea.
That'd be fun, eh? What would we call it? Smeared?
Yeah, Smeared. Although it should be like a Sloan Weezer band called, what was the word?
Sleazer.
Sleazer. Yeah, that would be great. Do it before it's taken.
That'd be really fun. Yeah. How long have you been awake, Ben?
I took a 1 hour nap. It's been good. Oh, I feel like I'm fresh.
Fresh again?
Yeah, I'm so fresh.
And you're going to go to the after party?
Yes, sir. Are you?
Wow. Oh, of course. Awesome. Yeah, I'd love to go.
Great times. Yes. Adrian Teacher, 24 Hours of Thunderbird, Radio Hell. What do you have for us?
Okay, this next song, and I don't know if this is Chris's, it's not Chris's favorite song, but I know Chris really likes Roy Orbison, and I love Roy Orbison very much. And I know my friend Sean Mrazek loves Roy Orbison, so maybe I'll dedicate it to Chris and to Sean Mrazek, two very sweet men. Every time I look into your loving eyes. This sounds like I love you guys, doesn't it? This is really weird. Okay, but anyway, I do. But here we go. Every time I look into your loving eyes, I see a love that money just can't buy. One look from you, I drift away. I pray that you are here to stay. Anything you want, you got it. Anything you need, you got it. Anything at all, you got it, babe, babe. Every time I hold you, I begin to understand. Everything about you tells me I'm your man. I live my life to be with you. No one can do the things you do. Anything you want,
you got it. Anything you need, you got it. Anything at all, you got it, baby. This is actually written in 1989, so technically it doesn't count as a 90s cover, but I'm glad to give my love to you. I know you feel the way I do. Anything you want, you got it. Anything you need, you got it. Anything at all, you got it, baby. Anything at all. You got it.
I tried.
Actually, that was newer than I expected to.
Yeah, he wrote that. He actually only performed it once before he died, but in Belgium, I think.
Oh, wow, I didn't know that at all. What's next?
Okay, what time have we got? Do we have enough time?
We got at least another 5 minutes.
Okay, perfect. I got two more.
Okay. Yeah, why don't you just play both, I guess?
Okay, I'll do one of my own.
Okay. Adrian Teacher live on CITR as part of 24 Hours of...
It was underneath. Sorry. Ben, this last couple, I have to do a Pavement song, you know? You have to for college radio. So this song goes out to my friend Regan, who I know likes Pavement as much as I do, and this song is called You Are the Light. Tangled in the midst of all the trust, the way you pissed inside the brain fire, technology drive. Show me your dots now. Who was it that said the world was mainly all divorces and spare change? I say we lethalize our slingshots and swallow propane. You are the light, the calm in the day. You are the light, the calm in the day. Spend your year abroad, I rip the pee out of the pod, in store for 3 months of exile Spain. Where was the danger? Watch out for the gypsy children in electric dresses, they're insane. I hear they live in crematoriums and smoke your remains. You are the light that come in the day. You are the light that come in the day. Okay, one more, Ben. And thank you so much for letting me play, Ben. I appreciate it.
Thanks for coming out. Adrian Teacher, live on CITR.
This is a new one. It's called Brown to Gray. And it goes like this. And hope to see you all at the after party. Let's have a soda pop together. There wasn't love that slight. Well, I don't know about now. There wasn't children, right? You never heard that sound. He held her hand, that's right, on beaches past at night. She made him cutoffs tight from jeans that she had found. There wasn't love at all. She said those words with curlers in her hair and from the hall, but hold right on, hold right on. I am wondering who you are. I have loved you for so very long. I have known you since your hair is turned from brown to gray.
Thanks. Thank you.
Adrian Teacher live on CITR. What's any news with also, well, before you go, I guess, Apollo Ghosts? Any happenings on that front?
We have a show. We're playing opening for a band called Shonen Knife on October 25th.
Speaking of the 90s.
Yeah, exactly. Speaking of the 90s. And I think we might have a show down in Washington, maybe in December. Oh. And I think there's a secret show, too. A couple of secret shows coming up, too. So be on the lookout for that. There's some secret shows.
I can hear a lot of kids.
There's some kids in the audience.
It's school's over.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, dismissed.
You're like, why am I back at school?
Yeah, oh, gosh.
Oh. Adrian Teacher, thank you so much for coming out.
No problem, Ben.
Is there a website that people can go to?
Yeah, just type in...
Adrian Teacher.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, it'll show up.
Yeah, it'll come up.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks, Ben.
Before being part of 24 Hours of Radio Health, the transmitters are coming up as soon as we can get them on. Until then, we're going to pop in some music for you. I think this is really going to be Julia Duran. And you're listening.
Always makes me feel better. Not that I'm feeling bad. I'm not feeling bad. I just got a little awkward. We'll be right back. have set my goals much further than the likes of Northern Stars wish to burn for just one night. Maybe I should have mentioned that I was not built for this kind of loving. But we're gonna chase each other around this town for nothing. Oh, we're gonna chase each other around this town for nothing. Bit of the record, we'll stick with the next song. I don't think we've really done this one live yet. That last song, oh wait, did you just say, oh, that last song was actually written by Fred Squire, aka Dick Morello. Do you still go by Dick Morello ever? Yeah. That was the whole reason that guy picked that. It's okay, we already checked out of that hotel, so it's okay. I've never done that, by the way. I've never booked into a hotel under another name, but all of a sudden, for some reason, that had just happened recently. Okay, we don't usually even stay in hotels. There's just that special show on Friday night gave us a hotel room. Yeah, okay, I'm sorry. I forgot, it's radio. They can't see us. So dead air on the radio, I guess, is always a bad idea. But it could be nice to take a little breath, regroup. Everyone's driving or sitting down or studying, which I've never been able to study listening to anything other than my brain, but if anybody else can.
Merzbow is really good to study to. Really? Merzbow.
What's Merzbow? Is that like death?
There's a dude in there, he agrees. It's the best. If you read Einstein's Theory of Relativity, the general one and the special one, to Merzbow, forget about it.
Excuse me, well, that sounds good. I'm going to keep that in mind. You'll have to tell me a little more about it after. So this is a song that was originally out on a Shotgun and Jaybird album, but I felt like because that band broke up and we only made 1,000 copies of that record, I kind of felt like I wanted a few more people to hear it, like 2,000. So
it's a good record. It's really nice.
I thought it was a great record.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, I think we all agree. It was a fun one to make, but I had written those two songs for that record, but then now I put them on mine. Although we re-recorded it, so they're pretty different now. Pretty different. So we'll try it, because I don't think we've done this one yet. Things are starting to happen, but then I had been alive, and these things were lighting us up, and I was forgotten, oh, I was forgotten, oh, I mean I forgot, I mean I forgot. Die. We'll build the sweet building. some talking and let's be on time tonight.
Julie Darond live on CITR.
Yeah, the singing got a little raw there. Thanks, guys.
Well, you've been talking all day.
I've been talking all my life for not saying much of anything, really. Just blah, 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 blah. No, it's true. There's been a lot of interviews. But I kind of just shot my voice because we basically started this trip with, like, going to bed super late every night before we even left town and then flying and then staying up again really late. And then so I just – it happens – every tour but mid-tour, so it's the first time to start a tour with, like, just making it through the first show.
So what have you been doing in town? Because you got here on Thursday night. Just eating.
Ben. Yeah, no, we've been eating. Our friend Darcy just takes us all to the best places. Like, today we ate at Bocan, and then we ate at the Nom last week.
Oh, nice.
Or Wednesday, I don't know, Friday or, no, Saturday or something. I don't know when it was. Yeah, Friday. We ate at Shaolin again. And the Reef.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So it's just been nonstop eating.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And I haven't gone and done anything since I left Montreal on Thursday. I went swimming on Thursday, and that's it.
Normally, Julie is a really active yogist, and she's neglected to actually make it to any classes.
Because I've just been eating.
Have you done any sightseeing at all?
Yeah, we went to I wanted to dip my toes in the Pacific Ocean. So I waited for some rainwater to collect in a puddle because I assumed that it would be from the Pacific Ocean if it was from here, and I dipped my toes in a puddle.
Good enough.
Which was okay because I thought, well, it was okay. Plus I had lost my shoes and I didn't know where they were and I was looking for my way home and I But I awoke.
Yeah.
I awoke in a safe place. So it was okay. It was all a dream. It was all a dream. That's what I told myself. That's what I tell myself every day. It's always all just a dream. So it was okay.
I had a crazy dream last night, though. If we're going to talk about dreams right now.
Let's do it, yeah.
Well, I have this recurring dream where I'm losing my teeth all the time. And last night's was the worst. It was really creepy and really gross. And we were at, like, Ducky's, which is this bar in Sackville that we go to sometimes. And there's only a couple. Well, there's a lot of bars per capita in that town. But anyway.
Sounds like a nice town then.
It's good. It's a small town. Yeah. And so, yeah, no, we were at the bar and I was trying to find Fred and all of a sudden my bottom teeth, all of them fell out. But it was doing this weird thing where they were kind of popping up and there was all this blood everywhere and I couldn't speak anymore. But I was trying to find help and then it just switched. I won't go into detail, but basically it was the dream about trying to find someone who could take me home. And then I found my brother. And I was crying, and he was getting mad at me because I couldn't speak. And I was like, "But my teeth." And again, it's a recurring dream. That
do you think a lot about these dreams? Do you think they mean much?
I'm really afraid to lose my teeth, and I haven't been to a dentist in 14 years, and I'm really scared.
That's probably a good
they're
reason.
Fine. Yeah. They're there.
But you should probably see a dentist.
But I probably should go. They say that those dreams about losing your teeth are, like, money-related, but I don't believe that. I think you're just genuinely afraid of losing your teeth. And I know, you know, there's a certain point a lot of people get dentures and I just don't want to get them yet, but I know I don't know.
It's should go to the dentist just to see.
I probably
maybe
should.
They're gonna say it's perfect health. You don't have to come back again in 14 years. That's totally maybe. Possible, yeah.
I know that I have a few problems and I should go get them looked at. You know, the teeth die and then they just don't hurt anymore, and that's what I've noticed. They hurt for about 4 years and then it just dies in your face.
Really? That's how it works.
But in my experience, if you let the cavity go long enough, there's one though. I only have one like that.
It's kind of like really, really. If you want,
there's one.
Yeah, if you want to get like through tooth pain without having to deal with it, and it, as long as it doesn't like turn a certain. You know, and just like really fall out. What also can happen is bacteria will build up at the tip of the root and actually force its way through the plates, like your dental plates underneath your teeth, and it will form a big giant pustule. And then it will build up and build up, and then the pressure will become so great that it actually... No. This is Health Hour, for sure. Health Watch.
Well, so here, you know, everyone is tuning out and calling the dentist.
But yeah, for sure, is that it will force its way through your, you know, you'll find something and go, what is that? What is that? What's under there? What's under there? And then all of a sudden, when that explodes, what a relief. What a relief. No problem. Sure, you might have big gaping sores inside your mouth, dripping pus and all that kind of stuff, but it is a relief from the actual thing. You should probably at that point really find a dentist, because that's when it gets serious. That's when it gets serious. Yeah.
And drinking all that pop on radio shows.
Yeah.
Do you think that's a problem? Maybe all, sugary.
Yeah. All that sweetness.
Anyways.
I will go to a dentist. I just know it's going to be expensive to get the actual stuff done, so I just haven't done it.
At some point.
Dentist.
No rush.
Yeah,
I think they're just going to end up extracting that tooth anyway. Yeah. Like,
good.
Tomorrow there's going to be like such an increase in debt. All the dentists around town are going to be like getting checkup appointments from everyone in Vancouver. Sure. Like,
everyone in Vancouver is listening right now. Yes, totally. They're all going to the dentist tomorrow.
They're pretty much. So scared. Yeah. Basically, if you start to notice you have like a little bump in your gum and then it gets a little puffier, you shouldn't ignore it, I guess. Yeah. But if you wait 4 or 5 years, it goes away. Then you have a little hole.
It actually turns to gold.
I'm going to just get that tooth extracted and get a gold tooth put in.
Yeah. Might be good for acoustics. I don't know.
Yeah. It'll be, oh, God. I wonder. It'll just be getting shocked. It's gold's a conductor, eh?
Very good.
I'll just always be like...
Just as long as you don't get your whole grill redone, you know?
My teeth are that bad, guys. Don't worry.
It is radio. They can't see it, so...
True.
Your teeth are awesome. Super.
Just so that you know, they've always been yellow. When I was like a kid, my dentist said to me that it was probably just my bones are probably yellow, and that's why my teeth were yellow. My brother had perfect teeth. And which maybe is why he was in my dream. But he never ever got a cavity, and I got them every time I went to the dentist. I had to get fillings. Maybe that's what happened there. He also has perfect eyesight. And he teased me about that quite a bit. He's a nice guy, though. I didn't need to talk about him.
Julie Doran, live.
I'm sorry, everybody. I do love him. He just has perfect eyesight and perfect teeth, and I got the bad teeth and bad eyes, although I don't wear my glasses, so I can't see anyone ever.
I'm the same thing.
Yeah.
My sister, anyways.
Yeah.
Now I can talk for hours. When was the last time I went to the doctor? I don't know, very long.
In my other hand, and I'm doing well.
You know what I just did? I didn't turn this